Hare Krishna. Yes, something's happening. Hare Krishna. Okay. Om Agyanatiminandasya Jana Jana Sulakaya Saksu Sumilitan Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Sayam Upakadamayam Nadati Sahapandantikam Mansa Kalpatubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhayavacha Patitanam Pabhinebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Nama Nama Hare Krishna. Yesterday, when our very own Sachinanda Maharaj was introducing us to the retreat, and his words were his attempt to invite everyone to be present. Now, it seems like an obvious point because everyone is already present, but what Maharaj meant and what we are striving for is not only to be present physically, but to be present mentally. We spoke about this also this morning as we chanted japa together. And not only to be present mentally with our mind, but trying also to have ourselves present, meaning our heart, our mind, everything, who we our deepest sense of self present, because this is such an incredible opportunity to be in the correct place, to be just in front of Giriraj, Govardhan, where there is abundant Braj Raj Duli, the dust of Vrindavan, and in a tent, which is like Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. We were all situated under Prabhupada's feet. And we're here, and we have nothing else to do. I emphasized this point this morning, but it is so difficult for the mind to accept this, that right now I have nothing else to do, because the mind's tendency, tending towards the mode of passion, is vichepta, which means distraction, thinking so many other things are important. But what is really more important? Why did we come here? Why have we retreated from our usual lives, our regular lives, to retreat to the shelter of the dust of Vrindavan in the valley of Giriraj Govardhan? Because we want to come closer to Krishna. We want to fulfill our actual life. Our actual life. We want to act more as who we actually are. So that's why we're here. Now, because when the curtain goes up, Giriraj is so present before us. When the curtain is down, we should remember, Giriraj is also there. But now that he's right in front of us or to our side, please turn towards Giriraj. And if you can't see him in the back, sometimes we have to, because usually people push to the front, but you can go down lower even, which is a more humble position, and see if you can see Giriraj and pray to Giriraj. I decided that he was the original rock star. And even though he's a rock, and rocks are famous for being hard, he's soft. Pray to Giriraj. And that's what prayer means, is bringing our innermost desires, the best part of ourselves, to the surface, and filling our minds, our hearts, our consciousness, chaitana, chaitana dharpana marjanam, cleansing our consciousness so it is suitable to approach Krishna and approach his dearest of devotees, Giriraj. Adri hantayan adri abala haridasa barjo. So offer some deeply felt prayers, the best of you, so to speak, to Giriraj. By the best of you, I mean who you would really like to be. What's really in the deepest part of your heart. And in one sense, what we ultimately want is some extra special kindness, some mercy. And in these particular two sessions of classes that I'll be giving, we're going to hear about mercy and something about prayer as well. Just see how everyone's minds, you can feel it in the atmosphere, that when people's minds become internal, there's depth. You can hear the parrots praise Krishna, praise Srimati Radharani, praise their associates, praise Sri Vrindavan Dham. When the mind is a little more quiet, these things can easily occur. They naturally occur. Okay, we'll have some more time for this type of meditative prayer, which is so important during a retreat. But right now, we'd like to hear some of the prayers, the kind of prayers that issued from the heart of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur very much recommended these prayers. And Srila Prabhupada introduced us to them quite early. Okay, now our Dhammadarastaka Prabhu will chant. And I'll read the prayers in English. Krishna willing. Please internalize the mood of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Play the harmonium and I'll speak for a moment. Because why we listen to and the prayers of the acharyas is the best example I've ever heard of this is sometimes in Vrindavan. I've never seen it anywhere else, but sometimes in Vrindavan on the roads you'll see a bus riding down the road going say 60, 80 kilometers in an hour, and then behind that bus is a meager, humble village bicycle rider. And he's holding on to the bus. Now, if he wasn't holding on to the bus, don't follow their examples, by the way. It's very dangerous. But if he was just pedaling by his own power, he could perhaps go 6, 8 kilometers an hour, perhaps. Maybe 10. But when he's holding on to the bus, by the bus's power, he's being pulled along. So similarly, when we hear the prayers of the acharyas with a very open heart, we also become pulled along. Beyond our personal capacity.
Mama nivedana shuno Vishayi durjana sada kamarata Kichu nahi mora guna Gopina. Mama nivedana shuno Vishayi durjana sada kamarata Kichu nahi mora guna Gopina.
Everyone, Gopina.
Gopina.
Again.
Amar
Gopinath.
Gopinath.
O Gopinath, O Lord of the Gopis, please hear my request. I am a wicked materialist. I am always addicted to worldly desires, and no good qualities do I possess.
Gopinath, amar bharosa tumi, tomar charane loinu sharana, tomar kinkar ami Gopinath. Gopinath.
Oh, Gopinath. You are my only hope. And therefore I have taken shelter at your lotus feet. I am now your eternal servant.
Gopinath. Ke mone shodhibe more, na jani bhakti karme jadamati, porechi samsara ghore Gopinath.
Another
Gopinath.
Gopinath. O Gopinath, how will you purify me? I do not know what devotion is, and my materialistic mind is absorbed in fruitive work. Somehow, I have fallen into this dark and perilous worldly existence.
Gopinath, sakali tomar maya, nahi mama bala jnana sunirmala swadina nahe kaya Gopinath.
Gopinath. Gopinath. Oh Gopinath, everything here is your illusory energy. I have no strength or transcendental knowledge, and this body of mine is not independent and free from the control of material nature.
Gopinath, niyata charane sthana, mage pamara, kandiya kandiya, korohe koro. Gopinath, Gopinath.
Oh, Gopinath, this sinner who is weeping and weeping, he begs for an eternal place at your divine feet. Please give him your mercy.
Gopinath, tumi to sakali paro, durjane tarite tomar shakati ke ache papiraro Gopinath. Gopinath. Gopinath.
O Gopinath, you are able to do anything, and therefore you have the power to deliver all sinners. Who is there that is more of a sinner than myself? Now, when we hear this, and we're not in the exact consciousness that allows us to identify ourselves in this way, it doesn't quite touch the heart. But the reality is, and one has to be in very, very deep consciousness to examine one's heart very, very carefully and deeply, that everyone who possesses a false ego has turned their back on Krishna, has turned their back on Krishna, and is imagining themselves the center of existence. This is what false ego does to a soul. It covers ahankara vamudama kart aham, the aham. I am this, I am that. Look what this person has done, look what this person has done. They'll see who I am, what I can do. This is the very nature of a conditioned soul. And I don't want to give you bad daydreams, what to speak of night dreams, but everything, asub or sub, pious, impious, done, born out of false ego, entangles us in the material world. And what does it mean to be in the material world? We imagine, we make our plans, how I'm going to do this and I'm going to enjoy that, and when I grab this situation, then I'll be happy, and this and this and that and that. And it's just all going on in our mind. It's all mental speculation. That's what Prabhupada, he used to say, that sense gratification is mental speculation. What did he mean by that? He meant that it's all just going on in the mind. The anticipation, it's going on in the mind. And then our activities, they entangle us in the material world. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad, sometimes they're worse, and sometimes they're even worse than the worst. And if our association is right, which means wrong, we're capable actually of doing anything. When you read the newspapers, and maybe some of you have transcended doing that, and you are very fortunate if you have, but you see sometimes the most terrible, amazingly, disgustingly, horribly terrible things are done by one human to another. And you think, how could it be possible that anyone could do that? But please understand, in terrible association, anything and everything is possible, and you'll feel completely justified. They deserved it. This is the nature of false ego. Otherwise, I won't go off on analyzing or detailing what human beings are capable of doing, but it's horrible. A bomb that has no other purpose than destroying 100 million people at one time. So, I could never do anything like that. I'm such a good person. Of course, not speaking about the devotees. But just understand that by the power of Maya, anyone is capable of anything, everything. So therefore, to touch the part of ourself that realizes the position of a soul, me, that is in the material world is not very easy, and one has to become very humble. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he says that prema and dainya are the same. Dainya means humility. They're the same. So sometimes we have to understand our actual position and actual condition so that we can actually take shelter of Krishna, knowing that unless I get some mercy. Otherwise, it's a good song, although you won't hear this one on the, I was about to say radio, but probably many of you have never even seen a radio. He's saying, just experience the fast-moving, fast train, faster than a bus, faster than a jet plane, consciousness of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he's saying, who is there that is more of a sinner than myself? And therefore, because he's touched the depth for our benefit, we can say, of what it means to be a conditioned soul, he can pray for mercy. Who is there that is more a sinner than myself?
Gopina, tumi kripa parabara, jiver karane asiya prapanche, lila koile suvistara. Gopina, Gopina, Gopina.
O Gopinath, you are the ocean of mercy. Having come into this phenomenal world, this material world, you expand your divine pastimes. You expand your divine pastimes. You exhibit, you show your pastimes for the sake of the fallen souls, so that they can absorb their consciousness. Sarvam harati chitto sto bhagavan purushottama. So that we can absorb our consciousness and thoughts of Krishna. That's Krishna's mercy. The mercy that he brings us to the Dham, that he exhibits the holy Dham of Vrindavan, the holy land of Sri Dhammayapur, holy Jagannath Puri especially. And there he holds his pastime, so we can absorb our minds, our consciousness in this, instead of the endless attempts of false ego to imagine myself as the center and how I'm going to do this and then I'm going to do this. This is Krishna's mercy. This is an aspect of Krishna's mercy. I also would like to say that by some mental adjustment, because I'm speaking now about humility and Krishna's mercy, by mental adjustment, say we can't say from now on or even right now I'm going to be humble and think of how terrible terrible things I'm capable of doing and etc. Now I'm going to be humble. It's not like that, but this is the natural consciousness of an exalted soul. But when we face Giriras, and when we're chanting Krishna's name sincerely, very sincerely, then by Krishna's mercy, perhaps, we can feel ourselves, we can experience ourselves really, truly needing a drop from the ocean of mercy that is Krishna. This morning we were talking about hearing one mantra. But why do we have to stress that? Because the mind, just like if I vow from now on, it sounds so simple, from now on I'm going to hear, I'm going to listen to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as I chant. What happens? What happens by trying to be a little sincere and following the process, what happens is one becomes humble. Because one sees, understands, and one doesn't know what's going on in everyone else's mind, but one can really see one's own mind when one tries to be sincere. And what goes on is everything goes on. Like turning on the light in a room that hasn't been cleaned in 1,000 years, like a teenager. What happens is the first thing you find out is, oh no, what a mess. And the tendency is to want to close the light immediately so you don't have to deal with all the horrible things that are in there. But no, we take to the process of cleansing the Cheto Dharpana Marjanam, cleansing the consciousness, the mirror of the consciousness. looking in a mirror now that's covered by so much dust, I cannot see myself. When I introspect to see who is the one who is actually me, I don't see myself. I don't know myself. All I see is my mind jumping from here to here to here, and there to there to there. So the consciousness, Chaitanya, Dharpana, Marjana, should be cleansed so we can actually see ourselves. The room of our consciousness should be cleansed, and we should be careful, extremely careful, to not put any more dirt in this room, because it's already dirty. It's already extremely dirty. So those are the principles that Prabhupada insisted will make us into gentlemen and gentle ladies. And then, with consciousness that is more in the mode of goodness, not racing here and there with desires like anything, but in more goodness, then the self, sattvam sanjayate gyanam, then the true self can shine forward. So therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in the last verse of the song that we'll sing, there are many parts of this, we'll only sing this.
Ami ki doshe doshi asura sakala pailo charana vinoda thakilo bosi gopina gopina gopina.
Oh Gopinath, I'm so sinful that although all the demons attain your lotus feet, Bhaktivinod has remained in worldly existence. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not in worldly existence. But this is the natural consciousness of someone who is in the presence of Krishna. I used to think about this question. How is it? Why? How is it possible that the most exalted souls, are so humble? What are they perceiving in themselves? Are they just saying, I am lower than a worm in stool, as Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has said, and Prabhupada used to quote many times. Are they saying it just for our benefit? And are they experiencing themselves as something different than that? No. Well, what actually are they seeing in themselves? They're pure. They're with Krishna. What are they seeing in themselves that makes them experience themselves as so fallen and needy of mercy? And the conclusion, as I understand it, is that this is the natural consciousness. This is the natural consciousness of a tiny soul when in the presence of the Supreme, All-Effulgent, All-Beautiful, Satchitananda, Supreme Lord of Vrindavan. He is so pure. The consciousness of Vrindavan is so... The English word is rarefied. Now, how would you... Could someone translate that into another language? Rarefied means so subtle, completely subtle and pure. Is there a word for that in Deutsch? Rarefied? Yeah. There, the doctor has given his answer. To what is it? Is that okay? Okay. Hindi? Okay. Anyway, so fine and so subtle and so pure, that is Braj. When we read the Bhagavatam, we take a journey through so many different levels of consciousness. And then we get to Vrindavan. Then we get to Vrindavan. And the most fine, subtle, pure, invested with prema consciousness the residents of Vrindavan have. And it's only that consciousness, each and every one of their consciousness, is simply focused on pleasing Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami in his Padyavali has included a verse that describes the love of Mother Yashoda for Krishna, that she would, to save Krishna from one drop of perspiration, of difficulty, of trouble, she'd be willing to die 1,000 times. This is prema bhakti. This is Vrindavan consciousness. It's all about Krishna. And I wonder why I can't enter. Well, it's clear, because my consciousness is all about, even though I can't convince anyone else that they should think like this, but it's all about me. How ridiculous. That is false ego. It's all about me. And Braj consciousness, it's all about Krishna. This in the, when the four Kumaras go to Vaikuntha, the consciousness of the spiritual world is defined. Okay, now turn to Giriraj. And just for a few moments, see if you can offer a prayer to Giriraj suitable for your consciousness, for who you are. Okay, Hare Krishna. As soon as you practically can, come back in this direction. Sri Radharaman, it changes over. Yeah, thank you, Damodara Stakpo. Now, I would like to read in a little bit of a dramatic way something that is very dramatic, a part of the pastime that Srila, maybe we could put the volume up a bit so I, is that possible? Is it practical even? Okay. Oh yes, now I don't have to strain as much. This is from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur has written this. And we'll do this as somewhat of a Lila Katha, Lila Kirtan. And this is this particular one, Radharaman, could you just stop playing? If you haven't attended any of our Lila Kirtan, Lila Katas, we'll read some, and then you sing. You chant along Krishna's names, the Hare Krishna mantra at different times. And but when you chant, put some of the mercy of or what you're hearing from Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur and what you're hearing in the retreats, and put some of that mood into your chanting, some calling out, some longing. But I don't have to remind you of this every time, certainly, so I won't do it again. Okay, start the kirtan, and then I'll tell you about the particular pastime we're going to hear. We're going to read two of these, but each one is somewhat short.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had started the Sankirtan movement in Sridham Mayapur, Navadvip Dham. And his devotees, most of them, could not recognize that he was actually the Supreme Lord. Then, at one time, he decided to reveal it to them. Previously, he was dancing in ecstasy. They were floating in ecstasy. He was exhibiting symptoms of love for Krishna. But now, in this pastime called the Mahaprakash, he decided to reveal his actual position. So he began manifesting great power. And he sat down on the throne of Vishnu. And he extended his hand. And he told the devotees, bring me food, bring me food, bring me more. And the devotees brought more and more food. And he ate it all. He extended his hand again and again. And whatever the devotees would bring him, he would eat. They brought him Ganga water. They brought him everything. They brought him everything in the village, and he consumed it all. And then he began asking the devotees for whatever you want, I will bestow upon you. Whatever you want, whatever you ask me, ask me, ask me, I will give it to you. And the devotees, one by one, they would come up to him and please bless this one, please bless that one. My parents aren't devotees, my children, please give love for Krishna to this one, please give love. And Mahaprabhu would do that to everyone. And then he began telling them of incidents where he had come to each one of his devotees personally. He reminded Gangadas, his teacher, that once out of fear he was running with his family. It was fear of the government, the non-devotee government, the Islamic government. And he was running and he got to the Ganga. And in fear, he understood there was no boat there to get across. He considered drowning himself in the Ganga. And then Lord Chaitanya said, Hearing your pleas, I took the form of a boatman and I rescued you all. And do you remember you saw me on the boat in the Ganga? And you said, please come and save me. I will give you everything. I will give you all I possess. Just save me. Ferry us to the other side. Do you remember that? And Gangadas Pandit fell to the ground, remembering, understanding that it was the Lord himself who had saved his devotee. Tears poured from his eyes. And then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, eager to grant benedictions to his devotees, he told the devotees, bring Sridhar here at once. He commanded them. Sridhar should come and see my power and my glory. He always thinks of me, but never seeing me. He is unhappy. At once he should come here and see me. The devotees did not know where they could find Sridhar because they only knew him as Kolavitsa, the banana seller. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied when they asked him, where can I find them? Go to the outskirts of town, he said, and just wait there. And when you hear someone loudly calling out my name, loudly, with great feeling, in the middle of the night, bring that person here to me. And following the Lord's order, the devotees hurried to Sridhar's home. Please hear a little of Sridhar's story, says Vrindavan Das Thakur. By selling banana leaves, Sridhar maintained his life. He would buy banana leaves and trunks, he'd cut them, he would sell the pieces, and each day he would give half of his earnings to offer food to Ganga Devi, the goddess Ganga, and the other half he spent to maintain his life. He was truthful like Yudhisthira, and once quoting a price for something, he would never change it. And knowing the truth of his word, the people paid whatever price that he would ask for his humble goods of banana leaves and banana bark and bananas. In this way, that great soul Sridhar stayed in Nabadweep, and people only knew him as Kolavitsa, the banana leaf seller. They did not even know his name, which was Sridhar. At night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sridhar does not sleep. All night he chants Krishna's names. All night he calls out with great longing, Hari, Hari, O Krishna, O Lord Hari, O Lord Krishna. He would call out so loudly that the materialists and offenders, they would complain. This Sridhar screams all night long and we cannot even sleep. Our ears are breaking. He does not have enough money to fill his belly with rice. And therefore, tortured by hunger, he's calling out loudly all night long. It sounds as if he's on the verge of death. Thus, Sridhar happily performed his activities, calling out, Hari, 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 Krishna, Krishna, throughout the night. The devotees who were following the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bring Sridhar to him had halfway reached his place. When they heard Sridhar's loud chanting, and following that sound, they found Sridhar. And they said to him, Come, come, O Great One. By touching you, we have made our lives glorious and perfect. Come and see your Lord Gauranga, for he is calling for you. And hearing his Lord's name, Sridhar fainted to the ground. And overcome with bliss, He fainted, and they hurriedly picked him up and gently led him to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And seeing Sridhar, Lord Chaitanya was very pleased. He said, Come, come, you are always calling for me. You always desire to be with me, and you have worshipped me for a long time. And at the end of many of your lives, you died remembering me with love, and in this lifetime you always served me. Again and again I ate what you, the banana seller, offered me with your own hand. Many times you touched me. Many times you and I talked, although you did not recognize me. Then Vrindavan Das Thakur describes some of the pastimes exchanged with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and this humble banana leaf seller named Sridhar. When the Lord was enjoying his pastimes as a scholar, he acted as if he was proud and arrogant. At this time, he secretly associated with Sridhar on the pretext of buying banana leaves. Maybe a little louder. Every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to Sridhar's shop and buy bananas, banana leaves, and banana roots. And every day, he would argue about the price of the goods for 2 hours. In this way, he would buy everything half price. An honest Sridhar had quoted an appropriate price, but the Lord would want to take the goods at half price. Sridhar would stand up and attempt to take the goods back. And in the attempt to claim the goods, Lord Chaitanya and Sridhar would shove each other and push each other. And Lord Chaitanya said, would say, this was Nimai Pandit, "Brother Sridhar, oh Bhai, why do you live like an ascetic, like a poor man? I know that you are very wealthy, but still you live as if you were a beggar just to fool everyone." And very devoted to the brahmanas, Sridhar would never become angry. And seeing this on Sridhar's face, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would forcibly take the goods from Sridhar's hand. And Lord Chaitanya, see this picture that Vrindavan Das Thakur is describing of Sri Chaitanya. He was more handsome than Cupid, Kamadev, and charming Vaishnava tilak shone splendidly on his forehead. His garments were folded 3 times in 3, and his curly hair was splendid. His 2 eyes moved restlessly back and forth, and a white sacred thread splendidly rested upon his body. It was as if Ananta Shesha, assuming a very slender form, rested there. Betel nuts were on his lips, and smiling, he would look at Sridhar. And again, he would forcibly take the banana leaves. And Sridhar would say, "Please listen, oh saintly Brahmana, please forgive me. I am your dog." And the Lord said, "You are very clever. You must be very wealthy by selling banana leaves." And Sridhar would reply, "Are there no other shops you can buy from?" And Sridhar would ask the Lord, "Please, please purchase leaves from them with your few coins." And the Lord would say, "I will not leave a good supplier. Give me some banana leaves, and then I will give you some coins." Then Sridhar would look at the Lord's charming face, and he could not help but smiling. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would speak with great pleasure, very harsh words, "Every day you buy offerings for Goddess Ganga," seemingly harsh words, "but you should give me what I want for free. I'm the father of the Ganga. I am the father of the Ganga whom you worship. And what I tell you is the truth. It is the truth." And Sridhar, I cannot hear this. But then he would again look at the charming face of this proud Brahmana. He would give him the banana leaves and roots. And every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sridhar would quarrel for 2 hours. And Sridhar would think, "This Brahmana, bahut chalu hai." And Sridhar said, finally he would say, all right. "I will give you whatever you want, even if you don't give me any coins. Please forgive me. After all, if I give away a few banana leaves, a few pieces of banana trunk and a piece of banana root, what is the harm? What is my loss really?" And the Lord would say, "Very good, very good." Thus every day the Lord would eat his meals on new banana leaf plates given by Sridhar. Why? Because the Lord likes to accept gifts given by his devotees. But if non-devotees give him millions of gifts, the Lord will not accept them. Thus, due to his desire to enjoy pastimes such as this, the Lord arranged that Sridhar take birth as the seller of banana leaves. Who has the power to understand the pastimes of Lord Vishnu and the Vaishnavas? And without receiving the Lord's mercy, no one can understand these pastimes. The Lord acted in this way that this story would make the world remember him. Now, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his Mahaprakash Lila, he manifested his opulences right before the eyes of the devotees. And the Lord said to Sridhar, "Sridhar, look at my form." Sridhar's head was humble and down. And he raised his head. And he looked at the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was now dark like a tamal tree. In his hand, he held a flute. And on the Lord's right was Balaram. And Sridhar saw everything was effulgent. And Goddess Lakshmi was offering the Lord betel nuts she held in her hand. And four-faced Brahma and five-faced Shiva were offering prayers before the Lord. Anantashesha raised his great hoods like an umbrella over the Lord's head. And gazing at the Lord, Shanaka, Narada, Sukadev were offering prayers. And from the four directions, many beautiful goddesses offered prayers with folded hands. And seeing this, Sridhar became filled with wonder and fell to the ground in a faint. "Rise, rise, Sridhar. Sridhar, offer prayers to me." The Lord commanded, and Sridhar at once regained his consciousness, and he replied, "O Lord, I am a fool. What prayers do I know? What power do I have to speak prayers?" Mahaprabhu commanded him, "Simply speak some words, and your words from your devotion-filled heart will be prayers to me." And then Goddess Saraswati entered Sridhar's tongue, and Sridhar began to speak. "O Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, O glory to you. O maintainer of the worlds, O glory to you. O King of Navadvip, glory, glory, glory to you. O Master of countless millions of universes, glory, glory to you. O Lord born in the womb of saintly Shachi Devi, O glory to you. O Lord hidden from the Vedas, O glory to you. O King of the Brahmanas, glory to you. In many forms you come, yuga after yuga, age after age. You come to protect true religion, and concealing your true identity, you wander from village to village, and without first receiving your mercy, no one has the power to understand you. In the past, you told me, 'Look at your Ganga water. It comes from my feet.' At that time, my sinful heart could not understand, for I did not understand the priceless treasure that is your feet. In the past, you made the village of Gokul glorious, and now you are the king of Navadvip, of Mayapur. Pure devotional service resides within your body, and now it is as if you have taken pure devotional service out of your body and placed it in this holy dham by the power of devotional service. Bhishma defeated you in battle by the power of bhakti. Yashoda tied you up by the power of devotional service. Satyabhauma purchased you, and defeated by their devotional service, you carried the coward boys upon your shoulders. Limitless millions of universes are manifested just from your thought, and still you personally carry the Gopa Sridham. You are conquered by bhakti. This is a great secret, a secret the people of this world do not understand. Devotional service always defeats you. After defeating you, devotional service enters you and hides within you. Material illusion cannot touch such devotional service. Because of devotional service, material illusion becomes crushed into pieces. Look, all the world begs for devotional service, for bhakti. And when someone begs for bhakti, he can defeat you two or four times over. When one begs for bhakti, one can make you their captive. Hearing Goddess Saraswati speak these words through Sridhar, all the Vaishnavas became filled with wonder. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, "Sridhar, ask me for a boon. Ask me for a benediction. Today, I will bestow upon you the eight mystic powers. They are now within your grip." And Sridhar replied, "Lord, I do not wish to take anything from you. Please be peaceful at heart. I do not want anything." Then the Lord asked, "But I will not be happy until I give you a boon. Ask what is ever in your heart. Ask, ask, ask." The Lord Chaitanya again and again demanded. And Sridhar said, "Lord, as you are insisting, please award this to me. May the Brahmana who gave coins for my banana leaves be my master birth after birth. May the Brahmana who quarreled with me be my master, and may he bestow upon me his lotus feet." Again and again speaking these words, Sridhar became overwhelmed with love, and raising his arms, he loudly wept. And seeing Sridhar's great devotion, the Vaishnavas were overwhelmed, and they also wept. And smiling, Lord Chaitanya said, "Listen, O Sridhar, I will give you a great kingdom. You are a beggar, a seller of banana leaves. I will give you a great kingdom. I will make you a king." Sridhar said, "I don't want that. You please become my master, and I will sing your name." Then Lord Chaitanya said, "Sridhar, I am your servant. And now I won't argue with you anymore." Because before, whatever Sridhar would say, "Now I won't argue anymore. You have defeated me. Now I give you pure devotional service, which is even hidden from the Vedas." And when all the Vaishnavas heard that, they loudly called out, because everyone was so happy that Sridhar had received the benediction that he desired. How does one recognize a true servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Not by his possessing wealth, not by many followers, not by material education. What is the value of material education, wealth, beauty, fame, and noble family? They only increase false pride without limit. Sridhar, who sold bananas and banana roots, was able to see the Supreme Lord, whom even millions of kings cannot see after millions and millions of years. Now here's Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur's benediction upon all of you. Anyone who hears this description of Sridhar attaining a boon and offering prayers to the Lord will attain a great treasure of pure love for Krishna. And persons who do not blaspheme Vaishnavas attain pure love and devotion for the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna's lotus feet. Vrindavan Das Thakur repeats that. One should never blaspheme the Vaishnavas, for such activities bring one great trouble. Anyone who does not blaspheme the Vaishnavas becomes very, very fortunate. Lord Krishna delivers anyone who once, without offense, calls out, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Look at Giriraj quickly and call out, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, this is the truth. It is the truth. I bow down before the Vaishnava's feet. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, are my life and soul. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, are my life and soul. And I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone chant.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now, find someone, one or two devotees, just discuss this pastime of Sridhar with. Just turn to someone who's near you, find a new friend, and discuss Sridhar, this pastime. Or anything that we, or anything about the retreat, just discuss. Find someone, the group can be 1, 2, 3, or rather 2, 3, 4, but don't be alone. Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Now, we're going to attempt something a bit difficult right now. So please... Yes, I just did it, the difficult thing. Now, because before we were chanting and hearing, most of you were in a very internal mood. And then you, in discussing what you had heard and what you were thinking, then the mood went somewhat external, because you have to be external to some degree to discuss even your internal thoughts. But now let's go internal again and just individually just either close your eyes or look at Giriraj or look at the deities or just think of what's really dear to you from what you were discussing and what you heard any time during the retreat. Just think of something dear to you. And let that dear thought that you've churned turn into a prayer, slowly but surely perhaps, a heartfelt prayer of glorification, of praying for someone else, or your deepest desires, putting them, disqualified as you may feel yourself, at the lotus feet of now slowly as you can, I mean not as slowly as you can, but as slowly as when you finish your internal prayer, just try to keep that internal mood and face in this direction and try to put that internal mood into these kirtan that we're going to have. And then we're going to take another dive, a short dive, into something very amazing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Namo Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare. Thank you.
glory to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the son of Sachi and Jagannath Misra. All glories to Sri Chaitanya, who is the wealth of the Sankirtan movement. All glory to Sri Chaitanya, who is the life of Nityananda and Gadadhar. Glory, glory to Sri Chaitanya, who is the life treasure of Advaita and Shivas. O Lord, please place your glance of mercy on the conditioned souls. Glory, glory to Sri Chaitanya and all his devotees. Anyone who hears these narrations of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes attains pure devotional service. One morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the home of Suklambara Brahmachari, who was poor, who maintained himself only by begging. And he said, "I have a strong desire to eat the food that you cook and offer. Don't be afraid. This is my firm decision." Again and again, Sri Chaitanya spoke in this way, and hearing this, Suklambara's voice choked with emotion. "I am a beggar. I am lowly, degraded. I am a condemned sinner. And you are the eternal religion personified. I am so fallen. Oh Lord, when will you give me the shade of your feet? I am not as good as a worm or an insect. You are only playing a trick on me." And Mahaprabhu replied, "Do not think in this way. I strongly desire to taste your cooking. Quickly prepare an offering to the Lord, and I will come at midday, and I will eat." Still, Suklambara was frightened at heart. He asked the devotees what he should do. They all said, "Why are you afraid? The truth is that he is not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, and he always tries to eat the food cooked by persons who worship him with love. He begged food from Vidura, who was a Sudra's son. He did that because of Vidura's devotion. The Lord begs food from his devotees, and he eats what they offer. That is his nature. Now go home, prepare an elaborate meal, and offer it to him with love. You are so fortunate. The Lord wants to eat at your home. He wants to eat the food that you have cooked. He is so kind to you." In hearing these words, the Brahmana, Suklambara, he happily returned. And after bathing, he carefully heated some scented water. He cooked rice and many other preparations. And as he cooked, he strictly observed the rules of cleanliness. He did not touch anything as he cooked. But as he cooked, he would ecstatically chant, "Krishna, Krishna, Govinda, Gopal, Govinda, Gopal, Krishna, Krishna." And at that moment, Goddess Lakshmi, who is very devoted to her husband and who is the mother of the world, glanced at Suklambara's offering, and the food immediately became the sweetest nectar. And then, after bathing in the Ganga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived with Nityananda and others. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu changed out of his wet clothing, and feeling hungry, he happily glanced at Suklambara, whose house was near the Ganga, and smiling, Sri Chaitanya sat down and ate. "It is difficult to become as fortunate as Suklambara." Lord Chaitanya then said, "From the time of my birth, I have never tasted any food more delicious than this. I cannot even describe it. How did you, without even touching the food, cook like this? You are one of my friends. Friends like you are the root from which I grow." Lord Chaitanya then cast a glance of mercy at Suklambara. And perceiving his mercy upon Suklambara, all the devotees began to weep. Again and again, the Lord relished the food cooked by Suklambar in this way. Filled with bliss, he ate. And after the Lord finished eating, Suklambar accepted the remnants from the Lord's plate. And the other devotees, overcome with bliss, forgot all else. Brahma, Shiva, and Antaseshu will respectfully place that plate to their heads. How much bliss there was in that beggar's home. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happily enjoyed his pastimes. And after some time spent in talking about Krishna, Mahaprabhu lied down to take some rest. The devotees also laid down for their nap. And Sri Vijaydas was one of the Lord's students. No one in Navadvip wrote as gracefully as he. He personally copied many books for the Lord, and everyone called him Vijay, the expert penman. And still, because they had no devotion, most people did not understand Vijay's heart. As Vijay lied down next to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hand rested on Sridhar's, on Vijay's body. And Vijay suddenly saw many great wonders. He saw the Lord's hand suddenly become like a great lofty pillar. Then he saw the Lord was covered with jeweled ornaments. Then he saw many jeweled rings on the Lord's fingers. With the splendor of how many millions of suns and moons did those jewels glisten. Seeing Lord Chaitanya's effulgent hand spread everywhere, even the demigod Brahma, up to even the demigod Brahma, Vijay rejoiced. Upon seeing all this, Vijay suddenly, loudly began to call out. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then quickly placed his graceful hand over Vijay's mouth. And he said, "For as many days as I am here, don't tell anyone of this." And speaking these words, the Lord smiled and he glanced at Vijay. Vijay then jumped up and he began to roar, and his roar awakened the devotees. They tried to hold him still, but no one could hold him still. For some moments, Vijay was like a madman. At the end, he fainted in ecstasy. The devotees knew Vijay must have seen some wonder. Everyone began to weep, and the Lord asked everyone, "What did he say?" Suddenly, Vijay began to scream, and the Lord said, "I think it must be the power of the Ganga. Vijay was very devoted to the Ganga. Or perhaps not. Perhaps it is because of the deities in Suklambara's home. Or perhaps Vijay saw Krishna." After speaking these words, Lord Chaitanya again placed his hand on Vijay's body, and suddenly Vijay regained consciousness. And all the Vaishnavas smiled. Vijay rose up and he was stunned like an inanimate object. And for 7 days he wandered throughout Nadia like that. He did not eat. He did not sleep. He ignored his body. In this way, Vijay wandered about. No one understood his heart. And after some days, Vijay returned to external consciousness. This wonderful pastime happened in Suklambara's home. Who has the power to describe Suklambara's good fortune? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally accepted the food that he cooked. And simply by hearing these pastimes of the Lord's eating Suklambara's cooking, and giving mercy to Vijay, one will attain the great treasure of pure devotional service. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before whom the Vedas bow, enjoyed his pastimes. Would anyone like to get some mercy from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Giriraj Govardhan also is Krishna in the mood of a devotee.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone chant.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nityai Gaura Hare Ba. Hare Ba, Hare Ba, Hare Ba, Nithai Gaura Hare Ba, Hare Ba, Hare Ba, Jai
Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada.
Yeah.